the Doug Steffen Good Day program. What are you laughing at?
Forgot what day it was.
You did? Wednesday. Wednesday. Wednesday all day. Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen are here. We're going to talk to Dr. Jack Stockwell in a few minutes about how to avoid unhealthy eating, or what unhealthy eating actually does to your body. You hear us talking about this supplement Cardiol all the time. Well, there are all kinds of things after Valentine's Day. You've probably had some pretty unhealthy things. What does that do? Are there ways of cleaning this? Jack's a big believer in supplementation. Is there a way of getting this stuff cleaned out of your system? We'll find out that. And we'll have a little laughter at 10 after, right after this on Good Day.
Advil Congestion Relief presents The Woman Who Cried Mucus. Once there was a congested woman.
I blame mucus.
And everyone believed her.
Mucus.
But she blamed mucus one too many times.
I blame mucus.
All right, stop blaming me. Stop crying mucus when the real problem is often swelling. Try Advil Congestion Relief. It reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Advil Congestion Relief. The right relief for the real problem.
Visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her. While she sleeps. No, don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to GEICO.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Coming up at 10 past, it's almost 10 past now, so why would I wait? Let's get to it.
Let's do it.
A couple of guys discussing popular family trends, family values, if you will. Bill said, I didn't sleep with my wife before we got married. Did you? Larry says, I'm not sure. What was her maiden name?
Cook.
Get it.
There's a small boy went up to his father and asked, Dad, where'd my intelligence come from? The father said, well, son, you must have gotten it from your mother because I still have mine. Doctor examining a woman who had been rushed to the emergency room took the husband aside and said, I don't like the looks of your wife at all. The husband says, me neither, doctor. She's a great cook and really good with the kids. Excuse me. Old man goes to the wizard to ask him if he can remove a curse that he's been living with the last 40 years. Wizard says, maybe, but you'll have to...
I love when he cracks himself up.
You can always tell when I've read them before and when I haven't, Richie.
Okay,
anyway,
let's go.
The wizard says, maybe, but you'll have to tell me the exact words that were used to put the curse on you. Old man says, without hesitation, I now pronounce you man and wife.
No.
Two reasons why it's hard to solve a redneck murder. Number one, the DNA all matches. Two, there are no dental records. A blonde calls Delta Airline and said, can you tell me how long it'll take to fly from San Francisco to New York? The agent replies, just a minute. Thank you, the blonde said. She hung up.
Hey, I resemble that.
Man's recovering from surgery and the surgical nurse appears and asks how he's feeling. I'm okay, but I didn't like the four-letter word the doctor used in surgery. The nurse says, what did he say? And the man says, oops. While shopping for vacation, I don't like this one. A couple of Mexican detectives were investigating the death of Juan Gonzalez. How was he killed, asked one detective. With a golf gun, the other detective replied. A golf gun? What's a golf gun? You ready?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ready.
You sure?
Yeah, bring it.
One that gets a hole in Juan.
Yeah!
Okay. That's probably enough of that. I Jack will save us from all of this. Just a moment here on Good Day. Silly stuff is good ones.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-706-8010. That's 1-800-706-8010. 1-800-706-8010.
January, February, March.
February?
Oh, you might not speak social media, but I do. And my business does too. It's February, the month that my social media actually started working, thanks to Constant Contact.
So it's email?
No, it's a brand new social media tool. Introducing Social Campaigns, a new free tool that turns your fans into real paying customers. Sign up today at ConstantContact.com and you could win $1,000 for you and a fan.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Open legal residents of the U.S., U.K., and Canada. Stating baggage, you know. And it's 2012 for rules at ConstantContact.com.
13 after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program with our fearless, one of our fearless medical leaders, Dr. Jack Stockwell, one of only 24 NUCA board certified doctors on the planet, here to talk about health, your health and well-being, what's left over health-wise from Valentine's Day, one of the unhealthiest. And I will tell you, I'm an example of that. How many of you had candy and cakes? I had the biggest piece of chocolate cake I've had for a long, long time. Man, was it yummy. But you wonder what it does. Although, I sort of felt better because I know all the good the chocolate does for you, Jack. Right? So I shouldn't feel bad about eating a big piece of chocolate cake. Right?
Well, yes. Now the question
that's
is...
That's not unhealthy eating. That's health food. Chocolate cake is health food.
Yes, does the value of the chocolate overrule the value of the detriment of the sugar?
Yeah.
You know, what would life be without Valentine candies? I mean, what would life be without Easter candies? What would it be without Christmas and Thanksgiving treats?
Yeah.
It's not that we're not supposed to have those things. It's just that when you're going to have a little bit more of something you know is not really that good for you, you just add some strong digestive enzymes with it. That's all.
Like, what would be a good example of those?
Well, what we've recommended for you, of course, is Zypan. Yeah. It's a very strong collection of digestive enzymes from Standard Process.
Yeah.
And so when you know you're going to do a few of these things, you just throw in a few more digestive enzymes to make sure that things break down quickly, that the body's easy to assimilate it as quickly as possible. Because we're not going to life is for chocolate cake.
Yes.
Life is for a few potato chips.
Right.
Life
people who don't want to eat that stuff are taking something important away from their existence.
Precisely. Precisely. And so, you know, and I've seen some of these families that are just absolute purist fanatics that withhold everything from their kids until their kids are, you know, old enough to break free from the parents, and then they go 100% the opposite
the other way.
Yeah, so you know, when you try to do your best, you try to get organic vegetables, you try to get organic fruits as best you can. If you're going to eat animal flesh, you want to try to get the grass-fed, not the corn-fed, because it's genetically modified. But every now and then, you're going to step outside little boundaries that you set for yourself, and when you do, load up on a few extra digestive enzymes to make sure everything is processed as quickly as possible.
Get it out.
Because what's life without chocolate cake, for
eating.
Pete's sake?
Right, exactly. Now, we're carrying today a story about a Chicago man who, for Valentine's Day, gave his girlfriend one of his kidneys. That story at DougSteffen.com. Pretty much, how would you top that in terms of Valentine's Day gifts? But let's talk about the function of the kidneys. We have two, and we only really need one, or a lot of people who give one of their kidneys seem to survive well. I have a very close friend, Ted Siller, in Ohio, who gave his son one of his kidneys, and sad thing is it didn't work, so he lost one. He only has one, and his son never got the benefit of it. So in terms of longevity, if you have one or two, does it make a difference?
Well, you know, we start off with one. When we're developing in utero, we only have one kidney, and then it migrates
to
two
Richie?
Different.
I didn't know
I did not know that, no.
Yeah.
Roberta, did you know that?
No, I have no idea.
Really?
No
All
idea.
Right. All right. Now, we're going to have a 10-question quiz here in a second when I'm done, so get your paper and pencil out.
Okay.
No,
it starts Dr. Jack's quiz.
It starts as one kidney, and then it migrates to opposite poles as it splits into two on each side of where they're located. A lot of people, it doesn't split. It's called a horseshoe kidney. A lot of people only have one. They don't even know it unless there's some reason to image that area of the body or there's some kind of kidney dysfunction and they look and find out.
At what age does it split?
Oh, it's split when you're born.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, by the time you're born, it's split.
Okay.
It's just in the uterus as you're developing. You start with one. It splits into two. But you can do perfectly fine with just one. As long as your overall general health is fine. There's a lot of people who get along just fine. A cyst, a cancer, something else that causes one kidney to be dysfunctional, it's removed. The other one, they do just fine with it.
So,
but you can't survive more than a few days kidney failure.
There are other things that we have in our organ box that aren't necessarily important to us, right? And they're not the bile. What's the appendix we know is not really necessary.
They're starting to change their mind on that.
Oh, really? Who are they?
Yes. Well, immunologists, because it's a very powerful immune organ. Because it's located right where the end of the small intestine joins the large intestine. And for times when we're not having enough digestive enzymes with our chocolate cake year after year after year, or week after week after week, and we start having any time we start getting any kind of bowel blockages or anything like that, it can cause some backward movement of material that should not be moving backward. That's when the appendix is greatly called upon.
All right, so then what organs in our body are not necessary?
Can I tell you my philosophy on this, Jack?
Go right ahead.
Doug, I think you'll agree with this.
Make it fast, Richie.
We are built perfectly.
Precisely.
We need every single organ.
Precisely. The spleen is incredibly important, but it was only a couple of years ago that modern healthcare came out and said, you know what, we're rethinking the spleen. We think we need it.
Roberta, what do you have taken out?
My gallbladder.
Yeah, that's not
and the gallbladder is very important. Because
can you live without some of these organs? Yes.
Well,
yes,
people do.
You can.
People do all the time, but then there's certain things you must do, especially if you've lost a gallbladder, because that's collecting large amounts of bile. So when you eat something a little extra greasy or oily, there's extra bile present to emulsify those fats.
There you go. Right. So there's the story. Dr. Jack Stockwell, check out his website, jackstockwell.com. 19 after the hour on Good Day.
As a proud father of five daughters, I knew someday the wedding bells would be ringing my wallet dry. So in order to save some money, I decided that all of their special days would be on the same day.
I can't believe this.
Can't believe what? I've been engaged for 10 years waiting for you.
And only because you took the first one to come along.
Take that back. Listen to good
girls,
man.
Girls, this is no time to bicker. It's go time, ladies.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
In honor of Black History Month, Macy's and the Romare Bearden Foundation celebrate the 100th birthday of the African-American artist, innovator, and visionary, Romare Bearden. Join us at select Macy's locations nationwide for inspiring events that showcase his artwork and celebrate his legacy. Check your local newspapers or visit Macy's.com/celebrate for locations and details. Join us as we celebrate Black History Month. That's the magic of Macy's.
Funny one after the hour on Good Day.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Thousands of items, 47 categories, 101 name brands. Attention all outdoor geeks now listening to this broadcast. Your outfitters of outdoor gear and electronic gadgets is WildernessGeek.com. Discover a retail superstore of emergency survival, firearms, tactical accessories, camping, boating, hunting, and search and rescue gear like the life-saving laser flares used by Coast Guard and other rescue agencies. WildernessGeek.com is your electronic supplier of two-way and shortwave radios, GPSs, marine electronics, and portable solar chargers. Plus, WildernessGeek.com has experienced emergency search and rescue service personnel to help you find what you need and learn how to use it. And the best part? Free shipping on orders of $100 or more in the continental U.S. Plus, 5% discount to all radio listeners and rescuers. Go to WildernessGeek.com. That's WildernessGeek.com, the electronic outdoor emergency survival gear superstore.
Doug Steffen's Good Day. Without Doug Steffen, he's gone to get ready to go get a plane. We'll be back a little bit later this morning, but right now it's just Jen, Roberta, and Rich. Going to do the top five songs from this week in 1984, one of my favorite years in music because I was just out of high school.
You were in the prime.
I was in the prime. I was cruising, having fun, still in college at that point, and not doing much of anything with my life.
What year
so it was,
it?
84.
I was six.
You were six. Very cool. Roberta,
I was
where
in
were
WOR.
You were in WOR. All right. All right, so where were you in 1984? And we're going to roll through these songs and try and make you remember where you were and what you were doing. Here is the number five song. This week in 1984, and then we go to number four here. Fan of this band, but they were pretty prolific and did a lot of stuff, so it should be well known, easy for you to remember. And here's number three, which everyone shall get. This was their second hit. Their first hit was smash hit. All right, number two this week in 1984.
Oh, I like this one.
Yeah.
I'm a fan.
One of the cool kind of funk R&B bands of the time. Bunch of hits. Bunch of hits. And here's one of Doug's favorites. Number one this week in 1984. It'll play for me. Let's try this side here.
Oh, oh yeah.
I was just grooving to this in my car the other day on the 80s channel. Yeah. So good.
So there they are. There's the top five this week, 1984. If you know all of these songs, artist and song, have to have both of them, give us a call at 1-800-510-8255. The first one in with all five correct. We get you on the air. You tell us. And you win a nice little prize from the Doug Steffen Prize Closet. So let's go through them again. It's number five. Bands touring this summer. Cost you a couple of hundred bucks to go see them, but it's well worth it. I think I'll be one of those nuggets to go and jump. Number four.
for it.
Synthesizers, yeah, the whole thing. All right, number three. Number two this week in 1984. Give us a call, 1-800-510-8255. Former DJs welcome. Current DJs need not apply.
Come on.
Got to keep this for the keep the professionals out of this. So give us a call, 1-800.
We keep the professionals out of this show. Why not have the
cereal on the mic. 1-800-510-8255.
Buy one, get one, and build your men's wardrobe at Macy's. Clearance suits from Michael Kors, Kenneth Cole, and more. Buy one at 50% off, get one free. Dress shirts and ties from Kenneth Cole Reaction, Jeffrey Bean, Michael Kors, and more. Buy one, get one free. Casual and dress pants from Haager, Perry Ellis Portfolio, Kenneth Cole Reaction, and more. Buy one, get one free. Buy one, get one at Macy's President's Day Sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Free item must be equal or lesser value. Exclusions apply.
When your digestion is out of sync with your life, everything feels off. Digestive issues can leave you twisted up. Count on Sustanex Advanced Probiotic to help. Sustanex survives better than other probiotics to deliver good bacteria where you need it for healthy digestion so you can get back to feeling like yourself. Shift Sustanex Advanced Probiotic. Feel good, inside and out.
What appearance? Sit down on the porch with me.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
In honor of Black History Month, Macy's and the Romare Bearden Foundation celebrate the 100th birthday of the African-American artist, innovator, and visionary, Romare Bearden. Join us at select Macy's locations nationwide for inspiring events that showcase his artwork and celebrate his legacy. Check your local newspapers or visit Macy's.com/celebrate for locations and details. Join us as we celebrate Black History Month. That's the magic of Macy's.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Do you use a CPAP breathing device to help treat sleep apnea and prevent snoring? If so, you should know big insurance companies and government regulations can affect the way you buy sleep apnea equipment. They decide what devices you receive, when you get replacement equipment, and even what you pay. Why limit the quality of your treatment? Break away from institutionalized healthcare and shop where you set the sleep therapy standard. Shop at CPAP.com. See what? CPAP. It stands for Continuous Positive Airway Pressure. CPAP.com has the equipment you want in stock and ready to ship today. Visit CPAP.com to see all of your sleep apnea equipment options or call toll-free 1-855-SNORE-11. That's 1-855-766-7311 to speak with a friendly sleep apnea expert who will answer all of your questions. Mention this ad for free shipping. Again, that's CPAP.com. CPAP.com. CPAP. Your money, your treatment, your choice.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to suddenly flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Say it's 33 past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. Rich, Jen, and Roberta with you. Doug is in the shower getting ready to go to Tiffin, Ohio. He's going to catch a plane in a little bit. He shall be back for the remainder of the show in a while. Until then, if we turn off the mic real loud, you can probably hear Doug singing in the shower.
We don't even need to turn the mic up real loud. You know, have you heard him sing on this show?
I'm glad to say I've never heard him sing in the shower. I have unfortunately seen him in the bathroom, but that's about as far as I'd say.
You poor thing. No wonder you need therapy.
I know. All right, so look out, Tiffin. Here comes Doug Steffen. He will be there tomorrow at WTTF. Russ, I know you're getting ready. Have fun. Until then, we're looking for the answer to what were the top five songs in 1984. In case you missed it, here they go quickly. Back again, so you know it. Number five song this week in 1984. Let's roll through these with Sean and see if Sean knows what they are from way up in Fairbanks, Alaska. Sean, how you doing, buddy?
Pretty, pretty good.
Good, good. All right.
So I have a good feeling about you, Sean.
What were you doing in 1984? Where were you?
I was a freshman in high school.
There you go. All right. So right up your alley. All right. So let's start with number five here. What was number five?
Jump Van Halen.
All right, well, that's very good. So far, so good. Number four.
I love it. Beat this up. Yeah.
All right, what is it?
Yes, Owner of a Lonely Heart.
All right, very good. All right.
And yes, yes.
Yes, yes.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
All right, number three.
The Romantics, Secrets That You Keep, Talking to Your Sleep.
Yes, that's very good.
Right,
close
cool.
enough. Yeah, close enough. Talking in Your Sleep, The Romantics. Yeah,
yeah,
there it is. All right, number two.
Cool again, Joanna.
Absolutely. All right.
Love it.
Yeah. And here's the number one. This is the one you can't admit to all the fellas that you know the name and title
Come
on.
I'm sure you can. Let her rip. Come on.
Hey, that's Culture Club, man. Who could miss that one?
Yeah. All right, so are you going to tell all the boys down at the local watering hole this afternoon that you want a contest on the radio by identifying Culture Club and Karma Chameleon?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess.
You better own it. That's cool.
Yeah, that's right.
Cool.
That's what's up.
Hey, the only thing that would have been worse is if just before Coolin' the Gang we had a Bee Gees hit. That would have been once we had sent to the guys.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was going to say.
All right, Sean, what's going on in Fairbanks today? Tell us what the weather's like.
Actually, it's probably 13 degrees. It'll warm up later on to 29 today, so it'll be in the 20s today, but right now it's probably about 13 or 14.
Wow.
Warming trend.
Yeah, that's what we call warming, 27 degrees, all that stuff.
Wow. Did you have a Valentine last night?
What was that?
Did you celebrate Valentine's Day?
Oh. Hey, I got a couple phone calls from people, but, you know, it was all right. You know, it's just another day in paradise.
Did these phone calls cost you $1 a minute?
They called me. I didn't call them.
Okay. Did you charge them $1 a minute?
Oh, yeah. One Valentine card per minute. They were calling from Arizona, actually, a friend of mine.
Oh, very cool. All right.
Well, everybody's going to love you because you're a big winner now.
From what I understand, in Alaska, it's what the ratio, men to women ratio is what, like 5 to 1?
Yeah, I'm going to move there.
Yeah, right?
I like to up my odds.
It's very pretty. You should come here in the summer for the salmon bake. They have this thing, you get deep fried halibut and beer batter and salmon steaks, yeah.
Ooh, that sounds good.
We should broadcast.
Yeah.
All right, work it out. Work on somebody to help us. We'll call the station and do a broadcast there from the summer and see if we can work that out for you. That'd be fun.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
All right,
that'd be awesome. Yeah.
All right. Thanks so much for calling in. You hold on here, and Michael will take care of you, and we'll get you something out of the prize closet. All right. So,
cool.
Yesterday being Valentine's Day, you know, my wife and I, we kind of are not really anti-Valentine's Day, but we're anti-Hallmark, anti-wait an hour and a half in line, mm-hmm. anti-pay twice as much for flowers just because right. it's the day. Oh, man,
I went into the grocery store yesterday, and these poor schmucks, oh, my gosh, they were in the grocery store paying, normally these roses, I've seen them there, they're $9.99. They had them marked up to $18.99. If you wanted them with baby's breath and greenery, it was an additional $4. And then they had arrangements for like $50. They were selling chocolate-covered strawberries, two of them, for $6.
Yeah, see... It's just crazy. It's so crazy. So that's why we go out today. That's why we do everything today. But, you know, some people who get in that moment, they get in the moment, they try to do something really good, they usually wait till the last minute, and it goes horribly wrong. Horribly wrong. What is the worst thing? I mean, I have to admit, sometimes I do a great job. Sometimes I fall down. Luckily, when I got married, my wife is wonderful. In that the first time I gave her $50 roses, she was like, are you crazy? Don't ever do that again. The first time I brought her some piece of jewelry, she was like, you know what, let's be a little... She is so frugal that she just hates to see money wasted just because. Just because there's an event. So,
see, I'd be annoyed if I didn't get something for Valentine's.
No, well, you know what?
But I'm all for pre-planning. I mean, I can't tell you how many Groupons and Living Socials that they had for flower companies.
Oh, gosh, yes.
I mean, you could totally send flowers without breaking the bank.
Here's the deal,
but you have
though.
To plan.
Here's the deal. The Groupon thing, we're going to be using one of the Groupons tonight. And I decided I don't know whether it's really a good deal or not. Our thing is it's you buy $30 for $15.
It's a good deal.
Okay, so at this restaurant that we like, it's a wine right. restaurant that we like. So, but you basically it's a $15 off coupon is all it is.
Basically, yeah.
And then you always usually want to go out with a couple, so really you're only saving $7. So, you know,
you split the bill.
You split the bill.
But you're still saving $7 at a restaurant that you wouldn't.
You can pay for the tax.
Yeah, I mean, it's still a savings.
Yeah.
I am all for the Groupons. If it's a good deal, if it saves you more than $10, mm-hmm. I'm for it.
But here's the deal. My wife will go out and buy one just because she thinks, so we end up spending money to save money that we would have never spent before.
I mean, you wouldn't have gone to that restaurant to begin with.
It's like going to Costco or something like that, and you buy the 55-gallon drum of something you really didn't need of ketchup.
Gatorade.
You know,
yeah,
so you got a lifetime supply of ketchup because it was such a good deal. But when will you ever have a lifetime supply? You know, when will you ever need it?
Right.
So it's you spend
money
that you wouldn't have spent.
In the women's magazines that I read, like Glamour, I think it was, this month, they were talking about people with Groupon addictions that actually will buy things just because they think they're saving money. But
right.
This has been going on forever. My grandfather would go to Kmart, I remember, 100 years ago, and he would buy anything that was on sale, and he would never use it. So it's always that same mentality. It's just now it's easier because it's on your computer. You don't actually have to walk into a store to do it.
Right. All right. So Ellen talked about bad Valentine's Day gifts yesterday, and some of the worst Valentine's Day gifts. Let's see what she had.
You know, you try to give gifts for, and it's always risky when you're giving gifts for Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Sometimes you get good stuff, and sometimes you don't. I ask my Facebook friends to tell me about their bad gifts, and it is unbelievable what people think is okay to give as a gift.
See,
Rosemary Ario, I believe, he told me that he got me something shiny. It was a flower sifter. We are divorced now.
Wow.
Every kiss begins with K and every divorce begins with a flower sifter. Flower sifter.
Wow, that's good.
Patty
that's
Peterson weird. Calhoun, I got a Thighmaster. I was pregnant at the time, too. He's still paying for that one. A lot of love in that relationship. He gives you an insulting gift and you make him pay forever. Mary Shockley, I got a tester bottle of cologne, like the bottle on the counter.
Oh,
it was $3.34 with no price tag and a label that said tester on it.
Oh my God.
I'm guessing it was a tester relationship. He should have told her that tester is a fancy French word. Tester, it's tester. It's barely even full because it's so special. Tester. That's French. I think I was speaking.
All right, so that sounds like something Roberta would recommend as the queen of cheap.
Here, actually, I got a shredder chipper mulcher one year for Valentine's
Day.
But is it something you really wanted?
Did you use it?
Not for Valentine's Day.
Okay, so you wanted it, but you didn't want it for Valentine's Day. Because
right,
people
I mean,
want a practical
for my,
gift.
Maybe for my birthday, but not for Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Hey, did you ever reach the age, Roberta, where practical gifts became okay?
No.
No.
See, I'd rather have no gift than a practical gift.
See, Janet was like, don't you ever buy me the toaster for Christmas, birthday, Valentine's Day.
No, that's what we buy together with your money.
Right.
Right, exactly.
But then she got to the point where she's like, well, I really want the toaster. So since Christmas is coming, get me the toaster. And I'm like, when did this happen? She says, I don't know. I don't know why. It scares her that she actually changed to it's okay for the practical gifts. Now, I would never dare go buy the practical gift unless she mentioned it and asked for it.
100 times.
Right.
Like 20 times.
Right. Right.
Right.
Right.
But I
think after a while you get to the point where you really don't give the gifts. Instead, you know, you give an experience. You give an experience.
Oh.
You go do something together.
I wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning. My giving the experience days are numbered.
Maybe your
gift
should be
to
go live in a hotel.
Yeah, exactly.
During the week.
Two kids and I wake up at 5 in the morning. That makes it tough for the experience.
I have to tell you guys, not to bring up my cute little grandpa Bunky again, who would go to Kmart all the time, but for Christmas, he got my grandmother a TV antenna, which was clear for
himself. A TV antenna.
That's awesome.
And she must have, she was very cool about it, I guess, in front of everybody, but she must have read him the riot act, because every year from then on, he always got her some sort of negligee, which embarrassed everybody, but at least it was something for her, because she must have gotten on him.
Well, there's a commercial, there's a local jewelry store commercial running right now here in Washington, D.C., and it says, candy goes straight to our hips, and the negligees are for him, not for her. Is that true?
It depends. I think some women really feel pretty negligent. Actually, we had a story earlier today about Hugh Hefner and what he actually does for the Playmates.
Yeah.
I guess Tuesdays is game night at the Playboy Mansion. They play dominoes and cards, but he actually took the girls out to dinner last night to Valentino in Santa Monica, and he gets some lingerie every year. He thinks that's the perfect gift, and he said it's not because he likes to look at them in it. It's that women feel sexy and beautiful in lingerie, so he thinks it's the perfect girl gift.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't like people picking out clothing for me very much, though.
No. And I don't know. It could also be interpreted as being objectified to buy lingerie.
Well, you have to know the person you're buying for.
If you gave me now, a cool thing would be a gift certificate to Victoria's Secret so I could pick out my
own
lingerie.
Yes, that would be cool.
That would be cool.
Aren't gift certificates impersonal, though, and cold?
Not when it comes to lingerie.
No.
Believe me. You don't want someone picking out
your shoes.
You know, for Christmas, my sister-in-law's three daughters, my step-nieces, are all anywhere from 15 to 21. And so we usually end up getting them gift certificates to, you know, H&M or Forever 21 or something like that. So, I'm asking, okay, I asked my sister-in-law, what's the hot store this year? Where do they want from? And she says, I'll just buy them gift certificates to Victoria's Secret. I'm like, I'm not buying my nieces gift certificates to Victoria's Secret. And she goes, what? They buy sweatpants with them.
That's true.
That's
they
right.
Do.
That's true.
And like, there's so much. Yeah, I mean, Victoria's Secret has pajamas. They have lotion. And
I still feel...
Yeah, it's not sleazy, lingerie like it used to be.
Or that's what would have been icky if you would have given him like a Polaroid camera with the gift card.
What do you need that for? We have Facebook now. All right, so let's visit the Queen of Cheap real quick. Roberta's always got deals in there, and every now and then we like to highlight one of the special deals in the Queen of Cheap. And today's special deal, Roberta, is
from Vitacost. And actually, we were talking before about Groupon, about buying stuff that you really don't need because it's on sale. And a lot of times you do that with coupons. But there's a website called Vitacost.com that you don't have to do that. You can go there and you can get what you need, things like better household essentials or health and beauty aids, supplements, vitamins, even natural and organic foods. And they have all this stuff at up to 50% off. Plus, and this is the part I like the best, if you spend $49, they deliver it to your door free. So the guy comes with the big box, rings your doorbell, and there's all your stuff that you don't have to haul from the supermarket. So Vitacost.com, you can get all the stuff, and it takes the cost out of healthy living.
There it is, your deal of the day from Roberta and the Queen of Cheap. It's 48 past the hour on Doug Steffens. Good day.
State Farm Insurance.
Are you the one who bought my husband a Falcon?
Excuse me?
You saved my husband over $480 by switching to State Farm, and he bought a Falcon with it.
How awesome is that?
We can't control what our customers do with their savings.
Stop buying him frivolous things.
What do you want me to do?
Buy me frivolous things.
Save an average of $480 when you switch your auto policy to State Farm. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today. Average household savings based on 2010 National Survey of New Policyholders reported savings by switching to State Farm.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
I drink Emergen-C to support my immune system whenever I go snowboarding.
Why, I'll bet all those B and C vitamins allowed you to combine a McTwist Bakey with a 720 flip. Catch a hottie who fell from the chairlift, then rush to save a St. Bernard from the crushing wave of an avalanche. Am I lying?
I did snowboard all day long. And scored a few phone numbers.
Now we're talking. Emergen-C, the fizzy, fruity drink mixed with 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and energizing B vitamins to help you accomplish more. Get a free sample at MyEmergen-C.com. Emergen-C, feel the good.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg asking you, what are you reading today? Okay, so what are you going to be reading today? Is it going to be the newspaper, a book, a magazine, or potentially nothing? And what you are reading, how is that going to relate to what you want to achieve in life? Here's what we really should be reading, and that is our goals. We all have goals that we want to accomplish, and each and every day we should take those goals, put them on a piece of paper, put them someplace either by the breakfast or in our restroom or in the bathroom or a night desk, and just go ahead and read the goals to ourselves each and every day. And what we will find is when we do that, we will recognize that every activity during the day is going to help us achieve our goals. It'll help us remind us of our goals. These are wonderful things to read and to be part of us, and all of a sudden those goals will be our news for the day.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
Good Day Show. Dolly Parton from the smash hit movie this week in 1981, 9 to 5, where Rat Poison did the boss in. Did they actually? No, they didn't kill him. They just took him hostage, and then he got released.
Yeah. They just scared him a little.
Where did the Rat Poison come in, though? Chuck, where was the Rat Poison? I remember the Rat. They thought about using Rat Poison. Is that what it was? Yeah, it's coffee.
It's been so long since I watched that film, but I got to tell you, it still has a lot of legs in terms of popularity. There's a Revival House movie theater in New York City that plays Revival movies every Thursday night, and they play that 9 to 5 probably twice a year.
Really?
And they sell it out. It's very popular.
Wow.
I don't know if it made it to Broadway, but I know it was here in L.A.
9
did
to
it
5,
ever?
Yes. Yes.
It did go to Broadway.
Yes.
Great. Wow. It was a fun show.
So
it's
a great script. Yeah, good stuff. All right, so 54, now past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. Doug's still getting ready to go get the plane, be back shortly, and Chuck Curry is here. Time to do a little movie moments. We play a couple of clips, and you know what movie it comes from. Give us a call, 1-800-510-8255. We let you dive into the Doug Steffens prize closet and take your pick, and then if you know this movie, let's see what it is. I don't get the answers. Harvey Korman would have been 84 today. That's your clue. So this is most likely a stupid movie, but something I would enjoy and laugh at, and Doug would just not get.
Like Harvey Korman. Yeah.
Got to be directed by Mel Brooks, kid.
Yep, true. Okay, got to be a Mel Brooks thing. All right, so here we go. Clue number one. I got it. Chucker?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
That was pretty easy.
I think I got it. Right. I think I got it.
1-800-510-8255. I love this movie.
Recognize my mind is aglow with whirling, transient nodes of thought, careening through a cosmic vapor of invention.
All right. And here's the last clue, which is usually the gimme.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
All right. Phones are lighting up like a Christmas tree, so you see if you can get an open line here at 1-800-510-8255. And Chuck will have movie moments for us right after this.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish installed free. Plus HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, and Stars. Free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time off for prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
All right, Chugger.
All right, here we go. Hold your ears, folks.
It's showtime. Chucker, what do you got for us?
Okay, yeah, Rich, Lord of the Rings director Peter Jackson signing on the helm a reimagining of Beauty and the Beast. It will be a starring vehicle for Emma Watson, the female lead of the Harry Potter movies. Other news, Billy Bob Thornton in an interview just the other day says the sequel to Bad Santa will finally begin filming this fall for a Christmas 2013 release. As we all know, Bad Santa has an immense cult following. Other news, TV news, NBC Rich has given a 13-episode series pickup order to Hannibal, a new TV series based on Hannibal Lecter of Silence of the Lambs fame. I think this is a good idea on HBO or even AMC, but on a network without violence, I don't think it'll work.
Yeah, that'd be tough. My dad was a big fan of that movie.
It's a great I loved it. But, you know, to see another actor in the role other than Anthony Hopkins might be a little bit strange.
I wonder what Anthony Hopkins is thinking sitting down watching this show. I wonder if he likes it or not.
I think he's laughing at all of his money in his checking account.
Probably.
All right, let's see if we can get an answer to our movie moments quiz. Let's go to David. And David in Cadillac, Michigan, what's the answer?
I thought it was Young Frankenstein.
Yeah, you thought wrong, unfortunately.
Close, kind of.
How about Steve in El Paso? What is it, Steve?
It's Blazing Saddles.
And it is Blazing Saddles with the great Mel Brooks. And Steve, hold on. You get something out of the Doug Prize Closet. Chucker, thank you very much. It's Good Day at 58 Pounds.